I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even as the death toll rises, Hawaii's governor warns that identifying Maui's wildfire victims will likely take weeks. The deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century began August 8th in western Maui and destroyed roughly 2,000 buildings. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
"But there is one thing that is still standing. This banyan tree that's about 60 feet tall covers a whole block. It's badly charred and people aren't sure what its future is going to be, but today it stands as one symbol of hope amidst all this sadness and ruin."
Jesus died on a tree at Calvary, the old rugged cross of redemption, and he's our only hope when the world around us falls apart. Ask God to help you turn current events into a gospel conversation. And in South Africa, 43% of children grow up in single mother homes. Christian World Outreach has a ministry to single moms in South Africa, especially those who are raising sons. It started with Bible studies and grew into a community of encouragement. CWO's Greg Yoder says they recently hosted a retreat in Johannesburg for single mothers raising sons.
They can relate because they are single moms, and they can relate the issues that they deal with, whether that be being not accepted in church or by family, the issues that they deal with their sons. And so these have helped them relate, grow in their faith, direct them to God, who is that father who will care for them and their boys. And then they can go out and facilitate a Bible study.
Pray spiritual encouragement for these mothers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.